Hello, this is Ernest.
Hi, Ernest. This is Natalie with Local Splash. How are you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you for asking.
Good.
So, well, I am calling you back for the client interview that we booked for right now. Is now a better time for you?
Yes, yes, yes.
Awesome. Very good, Ernest. Well, the call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes, okay?
Okay.
Ernest, I want to thank you for choosing Local Splash as your digital growth partner. Our goal with today's interview is to collect key insights about your business, your services, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. First, I will verify your business details. Second, we will define the real revenue opportunities, the services, and the keywords that matter. And lastly, I will explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, now let's verify your business details to ensure accuracy. If you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know, and I will make those corrections, okay?
Okay.
I have your business name as Economy House Painting and Remodeling LLC?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. The address that I have on here is 18109 Gantry Drive in P. Flugerville, Texas, 78660. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Is there a suite number, unit number, or apartment number associated with your address?
No.
Okay. Is this a home address or an office location?
A home address.
Okay. Can you receive a regular mail at this address?
Yes.
Okay. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
I'm insured. I am registered with the state of Texas to do business as Economy House Painting and Remodeling LLC. And I'm not required by the state of Texas to be licensed.
Okay.
And let me see. I think that covered the question, I believe.
It does, Ernest. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Would you like me to publicly display your address, or would you like me to hide it?
I would prefer to hide it because, one, it's required when you don't have a storefront. I don't do business at the address.
Okay.
I go to people's houses. And do business there, and you know at my customers' homes.
Sure, let's hide us then.
Yes.
Very good. Okay. Later in the call, I will provide you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But
okay.
For communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on 512-736-3506?
Yes. And will that be the number that people will contact me from my website?
Later in the call, I will be providing you a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on, okay? And then the potential customers will dial that number, and the call will be automatically redirected to your number, okay?
Oh, okay, but it will come to my number.
Yes, it will, of course.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I have your email address as economypainting51@gmail.com.
You have the, what is it now? The question was the email address?
Just confirming your email address, economypainting51@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. According to Nadine notes, you already have a website, so you are going to be working with that website, and we are not creating new one, right?
Right. That's correct. And it's just barely been put up January And the reason why is because the website I had for many years from, I would think, I want to say 2018, I don't know, 2019, maybe even before that, was doing very well by itself. And I was paying very little money. But after 2023, July, my website host merged with another company, and my business, by the end of 2023, lost ranking on Google. And but I was still getting contacts, but not as much. And I had, you know, incurred, you know, a certain, you know, lifestyle and you know, credit and stuff like that. And that made it difficult to be able to keep up with it.
Okay.
And then I felt that, you know, I was still getting little calls from it. And then all of a sudden come around, what do you call it? Come around, October, September, I felt something was gonna happen. And, that the business was just going to just crash. And, sure enough, it happened. And, it seemed like my website was compromised. And, I tried to get my domain host to set up a Google Ads and to help me out to cushion that before it happened. And it got rejected, saying that my website was compromised. But no one ever said what. And then I got an email from somebody acting like my website host. Let me see. Yeah, they're claiming that I was had a lot of policy violations. And then Google sent me something weird. And the next thing you know, by end of October, my website was shut down. My number was my business profile. Then I appealed it, and then Google got it back. And what's so weird was because when I told my domain host and the other people about it, and then I told them, I said, well, I'm still getting some work from Georgetown. But after I told them that on the 11th and October 9th, I had received a contact request. But after I told them that Georgetown totally shut down. It's like if somebody was blocking me. You know what I mean?
I'm really sorry that you have to go through all that. That seems like a lot of hassle.
Yeah, and it ruined my credit from October to February. I became 4 months past due on all my credit. And I'm at risk, you know, I'm barely getting things where I can make some payments and stuff, I had to figure other ways to generate business. But it got really tough. And so I finally, January, I got rid of that website host. And cause I felt like they were just selling my information, and I was getting contacts from all across the world, and it just didn't make no sense. So that's where I'm at. So then I came across Nadine's information, so I reached out, and it was like back in January of 2025 when I first reached out to her, or she called me. I don't know how it happened. But then I found the note, and so I reached back out to her. And so I finally got the money, took out a little loan, and I finally, business loan, so I finally got the funds to do it. And so I'm hoping that this is going to help turn my life around.
That's awesome. I am glad that you kept the note and that you were able to call back Nadine. She is one of the best ones here. So, yeah, for sure we will be able to help you. Don't worry.
Okay.
You are in great hands, okay?
Okay.
Very good. Now, let's set up your call tracking, which is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So I am going to provide you a unique local number that will redirect instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out a spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the Local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. Okay?
Okay.
I am going to give you the number. Please save it on your contacts. You can save it as Local/Leads. Let me know when you're ready so I can give you the number.
Okay, let me grab a pen.
Sure.
Let me see. Okay, what is it?
The number is 737.
Uh-huh.
332.
Okay, 737.
332.
Uh-huh.
2536.
Okay.
When we are done with the interview, Ernest, I am going to make a test call to the number so you can see how the potential customers will be calling you, okay?
Okay.
Very good. We can elevate your customers' first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting. That sounds like this. Hi, thank you for calling Economy House Painting and Remodeling LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer, or press 2 if you are an existing customer. This voice greeting, Ernest, has a one-time fee of $19. Would you like me to add it to your campaign?
Okay, so I didn't understand again. What was it that you said? Can you repeat that one more time?
Sure. We can elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting that sounds like this. Hi, thank you for calling Economy House Painting and Remodeling LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are an existing customer, or press 2 if you please press 1 if you are a new customer, or press 2 if you are an existing customer. This voice greeting, Ernest, has a one-time fee of $19. Would you like me to add it to your campaign?
Okay, it's just a one-time fee?
Yes, only a one-time fee.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Okay, very good. Let me, I add it. Now, we are going to identify your most valuable services, the keywords. These are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients that are looking to hire your services right now, okay?
Okay.
So I understand that you do painting, remodeling, home improvement, and handyman services?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would like me to ask as I see?
Let me see if we could do maybe, if we could maybe put general contract, how much can we put? Like, can we put general contract?
As many as you want.
Okay, so these are keywords. Then let's do general contractor. Let's do Okay, we got home improvement, handyman. Do we have painter? We have painter?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so we have painter. Let's do carpenter.
Okay.
Drywall.
Okay.
And I don't know, bathroom remodeling.
Okay.
And I think that's all I can think of for right now.
Okay.
I think that covers a lot of it.
I have a question, Ernest, because I see here that your Google on Google you are under painter. Do you want to keep it like that, or would you like us to update it to remodeling or general contractor?
I don't know which one of the keywords would better fit.
I suggest you to change it because you are there on their painter, so it might. I am sure that it will be better to put you on their either general contractor or remodeling that covers all the services that you mentioned.
Right. Okay. You know what? It wouldn't hurt to change it. But I can't remember what keyword he found, but I don't know if this is really true yet or not, or a scam, but I have an appointment to meet with somebody Tuesday, and he said I asked him how he got my number. He just called me after I spoke with Nadine, after we got this set up, and he said he just Googled, I can't remember if he said painters or remodelers or something like that, and that's how he found me.
Yes, I am not going to remove the keywords. Think that it will be best for you to be listed as general contractor or as a remodeler instead of a painter, because painting, it's only painting, and you cover way more than painting. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because I thought about that myself, and I tried to put a remodeler up there, but I don't think it let me.
Don't worry, we will take care of that. Would you prefer general contractor or remodeler?
That's a hard question. Remodeler or general contractor? Let's go with remodeler for right now.
Remodeler. Okay. There you go. We'll go with remodeler. Once we are done with the interview, I am going to send you an email with all these keywords that we just verified. And if you want to make any changes, either add or remove a keyword, you just need to reply to that email, and we will be making those changes that you request. Okay.
All right.
Very good. Okay. And now, a few questions regarding your business. How long have you been with your business?
I want to say 1995. I thought it was 1994, but one of my records, my DBAs or something, I think had 1995. So I thought it was 1994, but to stick with the records, I would say 1995.
Okay, very good. That's a lot of years of experience.
Oh yeah, and it was going good. We were going to buy a house in 2023, and all of a sudden that website merged, and then all that happened with my Google thing and then my website, and then come find out that website host said that they were a DIY, do-it-yourselfer, and I'm a paint contractor. I don't know. I'm not a marketing person. And so, you know, they definitely did me wrong, and So it's just been a living hell for the past 2 years, and then it finally came to a head, and it destroyed me, took away my ability to buy a home. And you know, it takes 7 years to fix your credit. Even though, like, let's say if I was to, like, okay, start getting next month a lot of work, and I got all my bills all current, and everybody, all the score is going up, but it's not going to make a difference, because they go back and they look at your report and they see all that damage. It takes 7 years for that damage to go away. And I'm 64 years old, so I'll be 71 by the time that happens. And then who's going to sell me a house? You know, how am I going to work? And I'd have to have my business doing pretty good so I can have somebody else working for me that can run it for me, because I'm not going to be able to climb 24-foot ladder and, you know, things like that. So
do you have children?
He's grown. I have a boy. He's grown, and he's got his own work. But yeah, so it's been, you know, they did this at a time where, you know, it was important for me, but I don't know.
No, I'm really sorry that you had to go through all of that. Hopefully this turns out for the first, and keep in mind that right now you are in great hands, so we will do everything to help you here, okay?
I hope so.
Very good. It's my pleasure, Ernest. How many people work with your company?
It's just I have one 1099 guy.
Okay. And do you do both residential and commercial?
Yes, residential and commercial. But we do very little commercial.
Okay, very good. Okay, I understand. I would like to confirm your hours of operations. It shows here on your Google profile that you do Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 and Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 5. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Okay.
And then can I put you on hold for a minute?
Sure.
I had a storage deal. I can't get into my locker room.
Don't worry.
My storage. Okay, hold on just a second.
Sure.
Hi. Okay, sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah, so, all right, let's go. Let's go from where we left off.
Sure. I was going to ask you, what payments do you accept from your customers?
I do checks, credit card through PayPal, and then some sometimes pay with cash, but it's very low. It's very few.
Okay.
Yes, it's mostly checks or credit card. Here lately, a lot been paying with the credit card, but some people don't like PayPal, and some would do it anyway. But I lost a job 2 weeks ago because they didn't want to pay with PayPal. But I think it was really because somebody happened to come in lower than me, and they used that as an excuse.
Yeah.
Just one more second. Yes, ma'am.
He's in his office. He's new employee.
Uh-huh.
He's already been trained. I
didn't
know he had been trained.
Okay.
Said he don't mind cutting it for you.
Okay. So then y'all put a new lock?
Did
you get a new lock?
You'll have to purchase the lock today.
So, but then what am I going to do? I'm going to leave it open?
I mean,
purchase from you?
Yeah,
how much are they?
Okay.
Okay, where do I go? Here? Okay, man, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, I got locked. I can't get into my storage shed, and I'm trying to empty a trailer.
Oh, I see. Don't worry.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
My time is your time. Don't worry. Okay.
Thank you, man.
Now that we have your business information, Ernest, you have two options. Option number one is to optimize your online presence for quality leads on top channels, which are Google, Facebook, and Yelp, with no additional fee. Or option number two is to list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories. I suggest you to choose option one. Keep in mind that blanketing hundreds of directories can open you to spam calls and a waste of time. Will you be okay with option one?
Okay, so option one is going to do what? You're going to do
Google,
SEO?
Facebook. Yes, SEO, which is Google, Facebook, and Yelp. Okay,
and you think that's the best option?
Yes, Ernest, because with option number two, you get spam calls, and it's just a waste of time for you.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. I'll go with your recommendation because, let's do that.
Okay, very good. Now, let's cover your Google business profile, which is going to be a key asset for booking high-value jobs. So which service areas would you like to cover? Specific cities? You can give me up to 10, but ideally 5 for more effective focus within 2 hours drive of your base.
Okay. I didn't understand that. What was it?
The service area that you would like me to, that you would like me
50
to.
Mile, 50 mile radius of Austin.
It will be easier if you give me like the name of the places, like in Travis County or Pflugerville or.
I would say 50 mile radius of Travis County. After 3 times, then swipe.
Let me just wait. I'll redo it and let you do it because it ain't working for me.
Okay, ma'am. I'm listening to you.
I have here Blanco, Johnson, Holland, Keating, Felton, and Lexington. Will that be okay?
For the cities, no, I don't know any of those cities.
Okay, it will be easier if you give them to me, Ernest.
Okay, so then, because usually they put it like around, they'll make a note for a 50-mile radius, let's say of Austin, and then that's how people normally do that. So otherwise I would have to tell you the cities separately. So it'd be like Austin, Pflugerville, Round Rock, Taylor, Gerald, Georgetown, Cedar Park, Leander, those kind of things.
Okay. Very good. Okay. That will do. We need access to your Google profile, mm-hmm. Ernest. I just sent you an email with instructions on how to add us as admins. Would you like us to go through the instructions right now, or would you like to do that later after the interview?
I don't have a laptop in front of me to be able to log on or do any of that. Is it something that I could do tonight when I get home and just?
Yes.
Okay.
That's something that you can do later. I sent you an email with instructions, and you just have to follow the instructions. It won't take you more than 5 or 10 minutes to do that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, very good. Ernest, we sent you an email that's titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification. And in that email, we ask you to please provide us with images of the following as soon as possible. If there's anything from these that you don't have, that's fine. Just send what you have.
Okay. I think I got everything that y'all were, that Nadine was requesting earlier. We'll look at it. And if there's nothing, then it probably won't be related to me, but I'll follow up with y'all about it, okay?
Oh, okay. In that list, we ask you to send us images of your tools and equipment with your work vehicle with license plate, business license and insurance if you have one, business card if you have, business registration as well, and to provide us with these images. You can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form that is included in that email, okay?
Okay, and then do you know, you might have asked why y'all need, pictures of my truck and my license plate and all that kind of stuff?
The reason that we need them is for Google verification. Sometimes Google requires, I know that you already went through a verification because your Google profile is live, but sometimes for security reasons, Google will require you a second or a third verification, and those images help us a lot to let know Google that you are the business owner, okay?
Okay, but the other thing is, too, though, the vehicle that I have I'm borrowing the vehicle. It's not my vehicle.
Don't worry. So, if there's anything from this list that I just said, anything that you don't have, that's fine. Don't worry. Just send what you have. If you don't have a vehicle of your own right now, well, don't send the image of that vehicle since it's not yours, okay?
Okay, yeah. Hold on before you cut it. So I think I got a key, but I might have a different key from the other one. Okay, so go ahead.
Okay. One growth feature that we offer you, Ernest, are weekly Google profile postings to keep your business front and center in local searches. You will be able to preview these postings and update these anytime in your dashboard. This helps your Google profile, and it has no additional fee. Will you be okay if I activate this feature for you?
And what does the feature do again?
Weekly Google profile postings to keep your business front and center in local searches.
Okay. And what's needed to do that?
We will do it for you. This helps your business and has no additional fee. Is it okay if I activate it?
Yes, sure.
Okay, very good. Now, let's talk about Yelp directory. I figure that you have a Yelp page for your business, right?
Well, I did, but I have problems with Yelp right now that I just encountered, and so I don't know if I explained it to Nadine, but she said that'd be okay to go ahead and use them. And so she said there won't be a problem, so I guess it would be okay.
Okay. Well, your campaign with us includes that our team optimize your Yelp page, so you will need to give us access as admin. I already sent you the email, and you can do that later when you are in front of your computer.
Okay, so let's get, go ahead and do that then, I guess. So that'll help the business, right?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, yes, yeah, whatever you recommend, I think we should go with that.
And,
okay, sure. Because you're the professional, and I probably make the wrong decision.
Don't worry, I'll take care of you. Ernest, do you have a Facebook page for your business?
That I haven't set up yet. I'm going to be doing that hopefully this weekend or by next week. And I will follow up with y'all once I get that set up, okay?
Sure. I am going to send you an email with the instructions on how to create the Facebook page and how to give us access as admins, because you have Facebook ads in the campaign with us. So once you give us access, we will start running the ads. I have a question, Ernest. Facebook campaign, would you like to send us a specific images or messaging, or have our creative team handle this for you?
I'd prefer y'all to, I have a niece that knows how to do that kind of stuff, but you're asking if I would prefer y'all to do what, like load up pictures and stuff like that?
Would you like to send us a specific images or messaging for the Facebook ads, or would you like our creative team to handle that for you?
Does it cost me extra or no?
No.
Okay, I would say I would have your creative team do that for me.
Sure.
I'm not very creative.
Don't worry. We'll do that for you, for sure. Don't worry.
Okay.
There are three of these response methods that we have for the clients that see your Facebook ads. You have three options, and you can only choose one. We have the post, Facebook Messenger, or the form fill. We recommend you using the form fill, Ernest, because it will give you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensure no opportunities are missed. The other options, like I said, are calls or Facebook Messenger. Do you agree to choose the form fill? Will that be okay with you?
Yeah. Is that something, again, that you would recommend, the form fill?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Is that where, like, if somebody wants to contact me, they fill out a form?
Yes, your potential customer will fill in a couple of questions on the Facebook ad, and then the information will be sent to you through email and text in real time, and we recommend you reaching out to the potential customer as soon as possible, okay?
Okay, and then if we do something like that, does that make the customer feel like they can, you know, like they're having to indulge private information?
No.
Okay.
Because it's basically their first name, the phone number, and the project that they are interested in. So no.
Okay. Yeah, so let's go ahead and do that.
Okay, we'll do that then. We are available from Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for check-in, or shall we reach out as needed?
I would say just reach out as needed. If you miss me by phone, you know, either leave a message or, you know, send me an email or something like that, and we'll get right back to you.
Okay, very good. You have a logo, right, for your business?
I don't know if I do or not.
I am looking at your website right now, and I do see a logo that is like a brush that is painting your name in.
Oh, yes. And then there's something else I want to put, I want to add, but I'll have to send you a picture of it. It's like a little cartoon handyman. He's got a brush on one hand and then a paint can in another, and he's running with the hat on.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I don't think that's on my picture of my card. Does it show a card like image on there?
Let me check. No, there is no images of your cards.
Okay. No. Yeah. So when I update you with those stuff, I'll update you with this picture, and then maybe we can go with that.
Sure. You can actually share with us photos, videos, the logo. You can upload them through the client dashboard or through the Local Splash app. Once we are done with the interview, I am going to send you an email that has a short video. So you and the video shows you how to download the Local Splash app on your phone and how to use it. Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to take a picture of my card here, and I'll send it to you. It'll have that little, it's just a little cartoon character.
Very good. We'll be waiting for it. Ernest, okay. We use here only high quality copyright safe images. So if your submissions are low resolutions, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. Do you approve of the use of the stock photos or AI generated images?
I don't know about the AI images. What does that do?
Well, in case that you don't send us enough images or pictures for the ads, we create pictures for the ads that you can always revise at any time.
Yeah, I tell you what, let's keep that original. Let's keep that with the actual images that I have. You know, like right now my website, that's just been set up. So I still got to go through and, you know, make some changes on there and stuff like that, change some wording and things like that. I've been busy with trying to survive and haven't been able to focus on that. And then I got to get some pictures loaded onto it because I think they might have helped me with a few pictures. I'm not sure. But, you know, I got to get some updated pictures and stuff like that. The people, they like to see pictures, you know, of your bathroom remodels, you know, painting, you know, repairs, that kind of stuff like that.
So for now, just your pictures, right?
Yeah, we'll do pictures that from actual images.
Okay, sure, no problem. Okay. Ernest. Your client dashboard login, which you should have received already, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and campaign progress from anywhere and on any device, okay?
Okay.
I need your authorization to charge the $19, a one-time fee for the voice greeting, to the MasterCard that ends with 8224.
Thank you, Ernest.
Let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. Your online campaign will launch in phases, at live in 7 to 15 days, depending on documentation needed, and directories and Google Business Profile optimizing parallel. So you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. Please check your dashboard and Local Splash app for real-time updates. Your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet with you regularly to review and refine the strategy. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Also, Ernest, as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even text messages from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering you unnecessary services for a fee. If you are ever in doubt, please forward those to us immediately.
Okay.
But never pay for additional listings or services unless it is directly with Local Splash. Okay.
Yeah, I'll try not to respond to anything, and that might have been, you know, some reason why, you know, I didn't respond to Nadine. And I can't remember how we got to meet. I don't know if she had been calling me or did I hear of y'all through a radio station or TV station or something. I just remember, you know, hearing Local Splash or something. I can't remember. But anyway, that's what took me so long. And then I forgot. And then, but once I, you know, came across it while I was going through some old tablets, you know, I thought, you know what? You know, how much more can I get screwed? You know, if I get screwed, you know, be for a few months, but how much more can it hurt me? So I figured I'd take a chance at it, and hopefully you guys, Nadine, will be a blessing to me.
It will. You'll see. We'll work together so you can have more potential customers, Ernest. I want to book your first campaign review in 3 weeks from now to go over our early results and next step. So that will be on March 27th. May I call you at the same time that I call you today, or at a different time?
Yes, I'll make time to speak with you, okay?
Sure. Okay, Ernest, now I am going to make the test call to your call tracking number, the number that I gave you before. So I am going to let you go on this line, and I will call you right away on the call tracking number, okay?
Okay, so you're going to call right back?
Yes, I will call you on the call tracking number, the number that I gave you earlier.
Okay, all right.
Very good. Bye-bye. I'll call you right back. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.